Good evening, lovelies, and welcome to Talks with T, a community where we host space for real conversations about mental health, healing, and the power of connection. I'm your host, Taisha Joseph Abrams, and this podcast is all about showing up for each other, sharing our stories, and reminding ourselves that we're never alone in what we're going through. Every episode is a chance to grow together, learn from each other, and build a stronger, more passionate community, one conversation at a time. Let's dive in. And remember, protect your peace, drink your water, mind your business, and don't let anyone mess with your mental health. Good evening, lovelies. How are you? Hope all is well. This evening, I'm just going to jump straight into it, and I want to talk about limitations. Now, when I speak of limitations, I'm not necessarily speaking of your capabilities or non-capabilities or anything of the sort, nor am I thinking of the dictionary definition of limitations, such as being restricted or unable or lacking of. For some, it could be a sign of weakness. When I think of limitations, I think of a lot of different things, actually. I think of certain things that can contribute, such as, are you prepared or well prepared? And even with that, a lot of people have their own personal opinions about what being well prepared looks like. So did you think about the what ifs, the possibilities, the ins and outs and all arounds? What if it has to do with someone else? Did you think about your opponent and what they could be bringing to the table? Did you do your research, and how much research did you do? Did you ignore certain signs, red flags, as some people will call them? Did you take a few minutes to look within yourself and ask if you were prepared mentally, emotionally, physically, and even spiritually? All of these things have to do with limitations. However, they're not the only thing that has to do with limitations. So let me just move forward. When was the last time you felt like you weren't able to do something? I know for myself, I get tired, and a lot of that comes from doing a thousand things. So for you, those who don't know, I have businesses, I have this podcast, I am still in school, if all goes well, God willing, I'll be graduating next year with my doctorate, so I'm focused on that. I'm focusing on creating products for your hair. Waist length is what we're aiming for. I do that from scratch, from doing mental health services and been doing therapy for 11 years. Still seems like yesterday, and having someone that's under me that I have to not only monitor them and her clients as well. I'm tired. I mean, just naming these things sounds tiring, right? And before you ask, I don't know how I do it. Do I feel like I get enough sleep? Not at all. But I still make a way, right? I still get it done, despite what other people may feel is a bit much on my plate, or what other people may feel they have better things to do, or there's more exciting things, there's more fun things to do. I still get these things done. So I'm saying all that to say, even if it seems like I'm not prepared to do something, and I've even been called on the spot to do other things at some point, does not mean that I'm not prepared. I've been in situations in, out, and all around where I was able to put my quote-unquote big girl drawers on and get it done. Someone else, first of all, they wouldn't be able to do half of what I do. That's number one. Two, they wouldn't be able to do it with the same passion, with the same love, with the same mission and dedication that I have. They probably would need to prep, which is okay. I am not about to sit here and act like I've never prepared for something. That would be a lie. They wouldn't be me, and I wouldn't be them. And to be honest, ladies and gents, that's what drives me. There's only one me. Yes, many have tried a few times. However, there's only one me. There's only one that's going to give it to you the way that I do. If you don't believe me, ask my staff. I text them sometimes during the day, early morning, middle of the night, and I get it done. Others would cut it off, or others, if it doesn't tickle their fancy, make them twerk, they're not interested. Ask yourself, when it comes to limitations, am I prepared? You are what you think, how you speak, how you move. If you think a certain way, you're going to speak a certain way. You're going to move in that manner. If you can think it, you can write it down. You can make it happen. Think it, write it down, speak on it, make it happen. Just because someone else tells you they cannot, will not, shall not, this shoulda, coulda, wouldas have nothing to do with you. It shouldn't anyway. In fact, this shoulda, coulda, wouldas should be what motivates you, what drives you, what gives you the urge to go. Are you prepared to go to the next step? And if yes, congratulations. Now it's time to get prepared. Part of getting prepared means you're considering everything. So you're considering yourself, like I mentioned earlier, what you're bringing with you. And for some people, they can go bare. No pen, paper, nothing. But they mind. I've done that too. And most importantly, who you bring with you. Are the people going with you there to clap for you or clap at you? Are they supporting you? Because they're either for you or against you, right? So are they there to make sure that you're carrying out your best self? Are they making sure that you have the least amount of openings? And what I mean by openings, I mean in terms of things that people, for the lack of better words, can take advantage of. So loopholes, if you will. Are they picking up your breadcrumbs? And we spoke about breadcrumbs before, to make sure that the weight you're carrying is to build you up and not bring you down. Who's going with you? I've had the same amount of people in my circle since freshman year of high school. And full disclaimer, I am very much, very much far away from that. However, I can say, and it has nothing to do with who has known you longer, that no matter what I'm creating, doing, whatever it is, this person is with me. I have a few people that I may scratch my head. And for me, if I do any of the sort, second guessing, that means you're not coming with me. I should not second guess who I'm bringing with me on my journey. And before I continue, let me just say this. Not everybody's meant to go with you everywhere you go. Sometimes you're going to have to go alone. Sometimes you're going to have to shake that person's hand. Thank you. Love you much. Mwah. And keep it moving. And that's okay. They were there for that reason. They did their job. They built you up to that point. Now it's time to go further. Just saying. What about the stones that people throw? Are some of them beneficial? Are some of them there to lift you? Are some of them there just because? And what do you do with these stones? I've always tried to teach people to pick the stones up and stack them up so they can stand and rise above them. These stones might hurt. 9 times out of 10, they will. And it's okay, because some pain is healthy. Some pain is a tool or used to remind us just of who we are. So if a person is throwing a stone, who are they to you? Why? How did you interpret? Did you pick it back up and try to throw it back? Or are you that person to throw a bigger one? Did you ignore it and act like it didn't happen? Don't do that. Everything happens for a valid reason in life. So if that stone was thrown, it was thrown for a reason. That goes back to who and what you bring with you. What about as you're preparing, what about any secrets? Unhitting motivations or mojos? Things that we try to act like, I don't know what you're talking about, girl. I don't know what you're talking about, guy. Plots. And yes, they exist. Please don't ignore them. If it's a secret, we all know that saying, what goes in the dark will come to light. That same piece of information might be what is needed to get you out of the feeling of you feeling limited. Or you limiting yourself. No offense to anyone. And better yet, are you keeping a secret about you from others? I've seen that too. And not for nothing, those are some very interesting people. It's like you have to put on a mask so that you can't go past a certain era. That error is too heavy. That error is too much. That error is too ugly. Too much responsibility. Too many people. Too much going on. Let me give you an example. Sometime last week, I got an email asking if it was possible to provide more openings for my summer interns. For those who don't know, again, I have two businesses. Trees of Tresses is my hairline. I make the products by hand. They do have natural oils and butters and Ayurvedic herbs to help you grow your hair to its healthy state. I also have Under the Tree Counseling, in which, again, for those who might have forgot, we have mental health and vocational services, right? So I have interns. This is the first year that we're actually doing it with summer youth, which is really, really cool and scary and fun and exciting and everything else. We also have interns from CUNY. And for those who are from New York State, you know that that stands for the City University of New York. We also have SUNY, which is the state colleges or universities. So with CUNY, someone emailed me and asked me if I could take on more people, and they said 7. Now, initially, I'm like, what the hell am I supposed to do with 7 more people? I have 2, right? Not including my summer youth that are coming from 3 different organizations. What am I going to do with more staff? This means that I have to give you a blueprint of what it is that I want you to do. Let me tell you how far the words. Kind of ironic. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about it. And I said, you know what? Screw it. So I asked for their resumes. One of them, she's a graphic designer, which actually works because my graphic designer, one of my staff, is actually out on leave and she should be coming back sometime in the fall. The other person, he has some teaching experience, which benefits because I am also coming out with courses. So that can actually help us create my vision. I agreed to take on 2 people. And the reason I'm bringing this up and we're talking about limitations is because I was going to limit myself to the 2 that I selected. Father thought, you know what? No. Father knew that I could handle more than what was I putting on myself, my own limitations for myself. And I went with it. I didn't interview these other 2 people. I just trusted him and went with it. And to be honest, I'm excited for this mission. Everyone will have their own set of responsibilities, and I can't wait to give birth to them and share them with you. So you see how I set my limitations upon myself. However, I was able to push forth and beyond those limitations. That's what I mean by limiting things within yourself and who you include. I didn't include anyone in that decision making. I didn't bring anything with me to make that decision but my faith. And I still made it. Sometimes less is more. So the less that you do, the less that you bring, the less that you tell, the stronger or more intense that vision becomes. And of course, you have to have trust and faith as well. The last thing I want to mention about limitations has to do with giants. So for disclaimer, I am 5'1", a proud 5'1" at that. And on a good day, I could say I'm maybe 115, 118, somewhere in there. Although my snacking has definitely made your girl gain a little weight. But that's another story. So when I see someone that's bigger, possibly, because just because they look like they are doesn't mean they are, stronger than I, it can be intimidating, right? What about those that are your size, that match your energy, match your size, match your height? Are they giants? For some, they would say no, because Taisha, like, they're the same as you. And for others, yes. Just because someone has a petite frame does not mean they cannot be a giant. When it comes to giants, something I've learned is that they have a tendency to act like they don't fall or they can stomp on you. And that's cool. That's okay. Doesn't really bother me. What gets me with giants is that for those who know, not only do they fall the hardest, but the fastest. They always underestimate their opponent. They think that they lack height, weight, experience. They just lack. They're limited. Not realizing that same person that you feel lack everything is much stronger than you. There was a point in time when I was in high school that I was bullied. And people took my lunch. I think I shared in another podcast where someone made a comment because I couldn't afford to get a juice. And someone shared it. They poured it in a cup and shared it. Someone made fun of how I dress. They just did a lot of interesting or different. For those who know me, they know that's my go-to word. Things. The irony in all of this, as I look back, those things, those occurrences prepped me into the woman I am today. Interesting, right? And not necessarily gave me an ego of, haha, look at me now, because that's just not me. The same way he gives it, the same way he could take it. However, it made me look at that person, at that so-called giant, as someone who needed a hug. They needed a prayer. You have to pretend to be somebody that you're not to fill a void. That for me is overflow, meaning it comes so naturally that it comes in surplus. This is who I am. This is how I am. This is how I show up. It's very rare that I curve who and how I am. And that's the honest truth. So as you're preparing to push forth and push past this limitation that you either put on yourself or you feel someone has put upon you, remember, there's no such thing as a giant. Those giants only exist in your imagination. The more that you provide or feed their soil, the more they will grow. So perhaps we should stop feeding soil that won't plant, that won't flourish anything for us to benefit from. Just wanted to leave with that. For those who don't know, John chapter 9, verses 1 through 41, it speaks about physical limitations. Like, it focuses directly on a man being blind and how Father healed such man. Now, there's so many other people that saw this man blind. They probably made fun of this man for being blind, which, not for nothing, there's a lot of things in the world that I wish I was not able to see. But that's another story. And here he comes along and heals a blind man. Besides the fact that there's so much that I could speak on that, the man probably felt he was limited because he couldn't see. His blindness, yes, was a physical disability. However, it made him rely on his other senses. Up until that point, he had no choice but to rely on other gifts that Father had blessed him with, that he gave him. So he was limited, but was he really? Because we too can see and hear and do all these other things, and we don't use these gifts. We act like they don't exist until we're hit rock bottom. So in this case, he gave him back his sight. And guess what? All the negative energy, toxicity, and things that did not serve him, he was now able to face 10 times fold. Because again, he used his eyes along with his other abilities to push through. I have a question for you. Is it better to hear and see? To be aware of what you're facing? To know what you're facing? Or would you prefer to be blind and deaf, or one or the other, for that matter, so that you can pretend that that doesn't exist? Just because you don't see it, just because you don't hear it, just because you don't feel it, just because you don't taste it, does not mean that these things do not exist. Just because you're able to see, hear, feel, touch, breathe, all these things, does not mean that you're not putting a limitation upon yourself. So maybe the next time that you want to blame someone for where you're at, or you try to pick up a bigger stone to throw at someone, think about why you're putting a limitation on yourself. Think about the people that's in your circle. Are they matching your energy? Can you see you in them and them in you? Is this a limitation that you know is not really there? It's just circumstantial or situational? And if so, why is it still there? Father, I ask that you please allow people to identify their limitations in all truths. I ask that you allow people to use their limitations to help them grow and not feel stuck. They are not weak. They are not incapable. They are you. They are a part of you. You built them up the way that you thought was fit, that you thought was appropriate. Even if you felt they needed to be blind or deaf or both to do so, even if you thought that they needed to be taken away the option of walking or touching, maybe some of them have 9 fingers instead of 10. However you build up your children, you did so knowing that despite them thinking they are limited, they will be fruitful. They will flourish. I hope you enjoy this podcast. And until we meet again, just keep in mind that you are not limited to anything in life. As I said before, you are what you think, how you speak, and how you move. Use it to your advantage. Good night.